And there we are. Wow, back in the studio. This is good stuff. I love being here. It's been so long. Sorry, I'm all like jazzed up. Just finished up lunch, ready to go. I have my friend Mickey here. We're ready to go. Today we're doing Unity, I believe.
Yeah, we're doing Unity, Windows Phone, and Windows 8.1.
Interesting. Unity and gaming. But before we do that, everybody's been pinging us on, so I'm just going to look over here just to make sure that you guys are all there, and you are, which is great. Anyway, wanted to make sure that everybody knew, since everybody's been tweeting us, and especially after the latest MSDN newsletter went out, everybody's getting emails and tweets like, hey, is developer movement coming back? And we've sort of kind of been silent about it. Sort of, yeah. And then we kind of said, well, you know, I've been kind of letting people, well, you know, stay tuned. And then I said, hey, maybe you should join us on Thursday for this thing that we're calling a dojo. And if you look at our wonderful set here, we happen to at least get as close to a dojo as we can, right? So we figured we should probably give you a little bit of information about this year's developer movement, right? Because naturally, you're going to be like, wow, okay, so calling in developer movement, it's a dojo, what's the deal? Behind me you see here, apparently the future me, hey, check it out. Well, and look, I even wore the appropriate shirt so that you can start seeing the transformation that's kind of happening behind here. I'm working on getting those muscles, not quite there yet. So that you can see some parts, but I'm not letting you see the full thing. And then maybe when I get older, then, what's going on, Tony? Oh, no, that's okay. Here you are. Now you have. You gotta love the live show.
Oh, live is always fun.
But as I was saying,
I want to see you with this goatee.
We were adoring my abs. No. Okay, enough. By the way, that was thanks to Susan, aka Hockey Geek Girl, who basically looked at that image that you see behind me, and she's like, hey, so is that you in the future? Anyway, so this year's developer movement, Code Quando. Right? Don't just code. Code Quando, which I love, right? So it's all about the theme of coding, you know, I wanted to say ninjas, but I don't think it's ninjas this time around.
No.
What is it? It's whatever, Taekwondo people.
Yeah.
How's that?
Sounds good.
And this year, you're working towards earning your belts, right? So this is how it's going to work. In fact, let me switch you guys over here so that you can actually see the full thing. Here we are. Okay? So, as you can see, the code sensei. And what you're going to do, right? So you'll look at, here we are. Okay, so it's all about, it's in French too, but that's okay. So for our French speaking people, you can see all of the different points and you are. I mean, it's tons of good stuff. Very similar to last year, there's t-shirts, there's belts, there's games, there's devices, there's a whole bunch of different stuff. So really, really cool stuff that you can get. And of course, how do you actually get your points? Oh, it's in French again. That's awesome. Basically, similar to how you used to do before, where it was, you go in, you publish your apps, and you basically get points for all of your published apps. You have your Windows 8 apps, you have your Windows, Windows Phone apps, and your Azure services. And the more you do, the more points you get. Simple as that. Very similar to how you guys saw last year. But it's just a little bit, I was going to say funner, but that's not a word. A little bit different this year. Anyway, so it's going to be cool stuff. There's actually going to be, so the code sensei that you see on there, he's going to have a very interesting and fun persona online. So stay tuned to the Twitters to actually hear some of the very interesting things that our code sensei has to say. I won't reveal his true identity just yet, other than perhaps keep watching these dojos, and then maybe by the last one we'll reveal who the actual one is. In the meantime, enough of me babbling. You guys, remember, this is a live show, so we're here in the studio. I see all of your comments on the screen. That means that I get to interrupt him as he brings on the brilliance of Unity and gaming for Windows Phone, Windows 8. By all means, post your questions in there. I will make sure that he gets them. We'll chat about it. We'll talk about it. Talks amongst yourselves, of course. And let's just make sure we have fun with this one. Before I leave you, though, just a quick reminder. If you're going to go full screen, which would be kind of awesome because then we take care of, you know, you see this wonderfulness all over your screen. You can actually hit, there's a link right above your current window that pops out the chat, so that way you're not missing out on anything. You can go full screen, do whatever it is that you want. And last but not least, of course, there's always an eval. Why? Because we want to know how well we're doing and what you like, what you don't like, and where we could do better as we continue on doing these. Now, of course, this is the first of five, I believe. Next week, we have a design dojo that's coming up. Now, that one's going to be an interesting one because that one is on Google Hangout.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We're doing it like new school this year. So stay tuned to that. If you don't have...
next week.
Oh, when next week is a great question. It is next Thursday, so a week today. You can actually go on plancast.com/cdndevs, and that's actually going to give you all the listings of all the developer events, including these dojos. Then after that, after the design, there's a porting one. Yeah, porting iOS, no, sorry, porting Android apps to Windows Phone, Windows 8.
That'll be interesting.
Okay, so that one's going to be a good one with our dear friend Rami. Then, of course, the week after that, I love this one. Nobody loves my app.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about app marketing and why everybody should absolutely download every single one of your apps. And that's with our friend Paul, so he's going to be in. And then last but not least, on December the 9th, comes back to yours truly to talk about that which connects them all. And what, of course, might that be? The cloud. You guys knew I was going to say that, right? I don't have my Cloud is Strong t-shirt on me today, but maybe for that one I will for sure. So with that, Mickey, talk to us. Unity, gaming man. Let's do this.
All right. So yeah, we'll jump right in. We'll get right into the dojo here.
Okay, so, let's actually switch over to your computer then.
See this beautiful presentation that I've got put up together.
Yeah.
This is actually all done in Unity too, which is kind of cool. I love Unity. It's great for not just gaming, but for presentations and everything else. So yeah, we're going to talk a little bit today about porting your game to the Windows Phone and Windows 8.
And? No, I was just joking.
Oh, okay.
I was just playing with you. Keep going.
I got no more ands in this one.
I told you I was making a point of interrupting you throughout.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't mind a little bit of interruption here and there. So yeah, basically this isn't going to be an intro to Unity. I'm going to assume that everybody tuning in has got some experience with Unity anyway. But this is going to be an intro to porting your game. You know, targeting a new platform always comes with challenges. You know, you got to think about hardware. You got to think about certain features that you can use on that specific platform. So I'm going to highlight a couple of things like that. We'll talk about some things that you got to watch out for, and just give you an overall, you know, an overview of what you need to look at when you're porting your game. Obviously, you can't just take your game and push it to a store. That's not going to work out too well. There's some things that you got to go over. So today, I'm actually going to walk you through these steps. We'll dig right into the code. I'll show you, you know, how to implement a couple features that you need in order to get into the store. And we'll take a look at a couple features that you're probably going to want to put in there so you get a better download rate. So here's our agenda for the day. We're going to take a closer look at Unity and Windows Phone. After that, we'll take a look at Unity and Windows 8 specifically. Followed by, we're going to jump right into the code. I'll show you how to take your Unity project, build it out, and create a Visual Studio project. And after that, I'll show you how to take it from Visual Studio right to the store. So let's go ahead and get started. Oh, actually, before that, I'm going to talk to you about a little bit of things that aren't working right now. So this list might be changed because if you haven't been following too closely with Unity, Unity 4.3 just came out this week, I believe on Tuesday. So some of these features that I'm saying aren't working may be working, but unfortunately I didn't have a chance to dive right in and see what was working. So yeah, take it with a grain of salt. As of the time of making this, these are correct. So the APIs that aren't working right now, they are in progress. Location services isn't working. Compass support isn't fully there. Microphone support isn't there. Webcam support, obviously not working. Now, they do have the WWW implementation in there, so you can call hyperlinks and stuff like that from inside your project. But overall, the multiplayer APIs, they're missing right now. You can use a .NET API. I suggest things like Photon or Ulink as an alternative. You got to make sure it's running .NET. And that actually brings me to my next point. You want to check your plugins. Before you get started building, the first thing you'd want to do is make sure that the plugins that you're using are using .NET instead of Mono. The reason for this is Unity's built with the Mono APIs, so everything will work really nice when you're in the editor. Suddenly you go to build it out, you run it in Visual Studio, and you're getting exception errors all over the place. That's what I've been running into. Most of the errors that I'm having when I'm bringing my games from Unity over to the Windows platforms is based around the plugin issues. So one really good tool that I found was at scan.garmin, or I always mispronounce this, garmin.com. You can check that one out. What that allows you to do is actually load in your plugins, and it'll run a quick check on it and let you know, is that .NET, is that Mono, is that going to work on the Windows phone, is that going to work on, you know, Windows Store. So I would definitely check that out before you start getting too deep into your coding. If you find any missing or errors in the Mono APIs, a good thing to do too is to check the references on our .NET site. So you can check those sites, look up the references for any APIs that you might be wanting to use, and see if there's an alternative that way. Okay, so let's take a quick look at Unity and the Windows Phone. So the first thing I'm going to talk to you about is what you're actually going to need to get up and running. Of course, you're going to need a copy of Unity, 4.2 or higher. The free version or Pro will work. And the good news is, to publish to the Windows Store or Windows Phone Store is completely free. Both add-ins, doesn't matter if you're using Pro or Basic, it's completely free. That's one of my favorite bonuses. you're going to need a copy of Visual Studio. Now, I suggest using Ultimate or Premium because they have all the bells and whistles in there. And you know, they're a lot nicer to work with, in my opinion, anyway. But Express will work. You're going to need a copy of Windows 8 or later. Now, I suggest you go right to 8.1. It's going to make it easier when you're trying to push to the store. If you don't own a copy of Windows 8, you can get a free 90-day license, evaluation license, and test it out. For all those Mac users out there, there's also some ways that you can go about getting that up and running on your Apple hardware. Check out things like Bootcamp or Parallels. That's a good option. Or you could just VMware it, and you know, the VMs usually work very well. Okay, now when you're building for the Windows Phone, you're going to actually need a device. Right now, the emulators inside of Visual Studio aren't working with Unity builds. So if you want to test it out and make sure that everything's working, you're going to actually need to get your hands on a Windows Phone device. And lastly, you're going to need a Windows Developer account. You're going to need this to actually submit your game to the store. And you're also going to need this to unlock the phone. Just recently, we switched it to where it's just a Windows Developer account, so you don't need a Windows Phone and Windows Store account. You can just go with the one account now. One other thing that I want to point out before I get too deep into other issues is when you're building for Windows Phone, you have to make sure that you declare what your apps are going to be using. So if you're using any resources or APIs, you got to go inside there and declare that they're using them. If you don't, you're going to fail certification. Now, a little bit later on when we get into Unity, I'll show you how you can actually set those inside of Unity. But just make sure that you go through that step. I've had that happen to me a couple of times when I've been pushing into the store. I forgot to declare something and, you know, they kick it back. All right, let's talk a little bit about hardware. Now, I've been to a couple of events where I've kind of given this similar presentation, and the questions that I'm getting a lot out of those are, what's going on with the hardware? What are the minimum specs when it comes to resolution and stuff like that? So I wanted to take a few minutes and just kind of point out a few things to you. First off, all Windows 8, Phone 8 devices have to meet a minimum hardware spec. You can find this on our website and check that out. It'll detail a lot more here, or more than I'm going to detail here, but I'll go through some of the main ones. First off is the resolutions. Windows 8, or Phone 8, sorry, devices come with three resolutions. You got your WVGA, which is your 480 by 800. You got your WXGA, which is 768 by 1280. And finally, you got your 720p, which is 720 by 1280. A little bit more about hardware. So memory-wise, all devices have to come with a minimum of 512 megabytes of RAM. So all the WVGA devices are going to have a minimum of 512. On the 720 devices, you're going to have a minimum of 1 gig. And in fact, the Nokia 1020, it's got 2 gigs of RAM in it. So that was really exciting to see, because that means you can do a lot more intense rendering on these really cool mobile devices. Now, speaking of memory and the fact that I mentioned your capabilities, by default, Unity opts in to using the lower end models. So you're going to have to actually go in. If you don't want to, you know, worry about, am I going to be over 512, you're going to have to actually go into your capabilities and declare that you don't want to use that. So by default, it's using the ID underscore FUNC underscore extended underscore memory capability. That's a mouthful.
It certainly is.
Definitely. But yeah, so you're going to want to dig into that and uncheck that if that's not what you want to use. If you want to opt out, you're going to have to declare that you're opting out. So you do that by checking the ID underscore REQ underscore memory underscore 300. Another mouthful.
Not that that's complicated at all.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to show you where you declare these. But yeah, it's just something that I wanted to point out because a lot of times, you know, I've done it. I've built some pretty intense shaders. Went to run it on the phone and it didn't work. So if you're doing a lot of 3D work in Unity, which, you know, Unity's great for,
right?
You're going to want to make sure that you're probably targeting the higher memory.
Now, is that an issue for the developer or for the people who are actually going to run these particular games?
It's an issue for the developer, right? What happens when you put it into the store, if you've declared the higher memory, the people with the lower memory won't even be able to see the app.
Oh, okay.
So they're not going to even have that issue of like, oh, I can't run this suddenly, right? They won't see it. They won't be able to download it to their device.
So then that's actually also important then while you're doing the design too, right? Because you want to take into account all of these different things of making sure you target where it is that you're going to go.
Exactly.
Okay. Makes sense. I mean, and that's important for you guys to know when you're just thinking about these things. The last thing you want to do, obviously, is know or find these things out when you're actually going to build the.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're checking all these things off before you're actually diving into your development. So, you know, think about screen resolution. Think about how much memory you're going to be using. You know, stuff like that.
Note to self: create checklist. Check, check, check. Done. Then code.
Yes.
As opposed to all of us developers, not that you guys would do this ever, but you know, kind of just dive right in there and then kind of figure it out afterwards.
Yeah, I call that divine coding. You know, do everything and then just pray it works.
Oh, yeah.
Not exactly.
Been there, done that.
Not exactly the best way to handle it.
Okay, moving on then.
So yeah, that's basically the Windows Phone in a nutshell. We took a little bit about the hardware and that, so keep that in mind, obviously. And now we'll dive into the Windows 8 features, or 8.1 features. Again, what you need, obviously, you've heard me say this before, you're going to need Unity 4.2 or higher, Visual Studio, again, definitely suggest you're going to go with Ultimate or Premium, but Express will work. Windows 8 or later, again, 98-day evaluation available. You Mac users out there, you got options, so don't feel like you're left out. And sign up for the Windows Developer account. Again, one account, you don't have to have two accounts anymore, so that's a really nice bonus.
Yeah. Makes your checklist a lot smaller, too.
Yeah, it does. All right, so I'm not going to dive right into the hardware on Windows 8.1 because obviously there's a lot of hardware out there, and that would take probably an entire session in itself to talk about all the hardware that you can and can't target. But yeah, so I'm going to dive into some of the cool features that you have available to you in Windows 8.1. Some of the really cool ones right off the top are Share. So if you haven't seen this already, the Share contract feature in your charms. Let me see here if I can actually just bring that up. I want to show that so people know what I'm talking about. So if I go over here into my charms, you'll see up at the top, I have a search. And the cool thing about the search is it actually lets me search everywhere, not just on the web, but it lets me search my computer, it lets me search apps, and in fact, it'll let me search my game. So for us game developers, you might think to yourself, well, what am I going to search? Well, if you got a multiplayer game, you can search for what friends are online, or if you got some, say, an RPG game, you could do something like search for what items and armor you might have in your inventory. So there is a few things that you can use search for. Another really cool feature that came in Windows 8 and has continued over in 8.1 is the live tile feature. So if you see here on my screen, I've got a bunch of tiles laid out, and they're giving me instant feedback. They're giving me information without actually having to launch the app. So this is really good for game developers in the aspect of, say, you had someone beat your high score. You can push out a message to all your users and say, you know what, Johnny just beat your high score. And they're getting that information right there. So you're engaging your users before they even have to launch your app or game. So that's a really, really cool feature. You know, I've used it for the high scores and things, like I'm saying. There's other things you can do too. You can set notifications if one of your friends logs in, stuff like that. You know, achievements. Everybody loves achievements, so why don't you push a few achievements there? Okay, and one other one that I want to show before I get out of features is the share feature. Nowadays, you know, social media is so important, especially to us indie game developers. If you don't have a social network presence, your game's going to suffer. So what's really cool about our built-in share feature is the fact that you can push anything you want to share to, say, Facebook, Twitter, any social app that you've got installed will let you to share to it. So that's a really, really strong feature. You know, I've done some games in the past where I've had like a bunch of buttons on the last page or, you know, on the high score table that says, you know, click here to like us on Facebook and, you know, follow us on Twitter. And all of a sudden you've got this really crowded UI with all these buttons because you're trying to jam in social media. So the one thing that I've really focused on is the fact that I can share this right directly built into Windows 8.1. I'll jump back into the dojo here. So that's some cool features about 8.1. Let's see. Now I'm actually going to have to dive into the Visual Studio stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually show you the Unity project. I'm going to run the game a little bit here, give you guys a chance to see what the game is, and then I'll show you how to actually take this game, build it out for both Windows Phone and Windows Store, and then I'll show you how to bring that into Visual Studio. So let's go ahead and we're going to fire up Unity here. If it wants to start. Gotta love live.
I will be the voice of the sensei in the meantime. Thou shalt load.
It's trying.
And see, there you go. Yeah. See, I don't have to be present. I don't have to be present on the camera, in order for me to have a positive impact on your Unity. There, we are unified.
Yeah. For some reason, I just can't get it to launch there. So. Might have to do
Hey, the good news is that some of the peeps online are saying that they have in fact used Unity on other platforms.
Oh, very
so cool. Obviously it goes without saying, but I'll put it in the chat just for fun. What platforms? Right?
Yeah.
Let us know. I was gonna type it in, but since we're waiting for it to load anyway, I figured I'd pop back on the camera, say hello. Here we go. Oh, we do have a question while you're doing that.
Sure.
I'm trying to install Unity DL, but it giving me admin issues.
Admin issues?
Yes, apparently.
What platform are they on right now?
Oh, therein lies the ultimate question. What platform are you on? That would be Doc. Doc PF. Oh, P. Phil, I guess. That's an awesome name. Anyway, are you going to load this thing?
I'm having a little bit of an issue here. It's not wanting me to load. I think it might be because I'm sharing my screen and a bunch
Nonsense.
Of other things.
Yeah. Don't tell me that.
I don't know. I'm going to shut down the dojo for a second and see if that helps.
Okay. Let's do that. Well, you guys get to see the live debugging in the background. At least we have a pretty set to show the
There we go.
Yes.
So apparently you didn't like the dojo running at the same
fine.
Time there.
That's
perfect.
Fine. So let's move you back onto your screen and make it happen.
Awesome.
Let's do this. Let's rock it out.
And yes, this is Unity 4.3, so you'll notice that I've got my little 2D button up there. Which is an awesome new feature that they put in. All right, so, you know, keeping with the dojo theme, I built a sumo game.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ah. Everybody online, type, ooh, ah.
So it's a very simple game, obviously. I didn't have time to build out anything too complicated, but I thought it'd be kind of cool to have a game where a couple of blocks try to push each other out.
Nice.
So I dressed them up like sumo wrestlers.
I sense a demo coming on.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to demo this right for you.
Yes. Let's do it.
Now, it might look a little small, but trust me, later on when I actually show you how to build it in Windows, or Visual Studio for the Windows Store, it'll look a little bit bigger.
And here it is.
There we go. So very simple, you know, very simple input. For the Windows Store, What I've done is I've let the keyboard have input as well. You can use tilt to move them around.
Am I the blue or am I the red?
I'm gonna make you the red.
Nice. Hey, we got an ooh-ah online.
Oh, did
we? Yes, thank
nice.
You.
I like their little samurai haircuts, you know, kind of adds to it. And a shout out to Brian Griffiths for helping me simplify the AI in this.
He made nice. It very Thanks, easy. Brian.
So, yeah, that's just the game in a nutshell. And, of course, if I fall off the edge, I lose. He's going to follow me.
Figuratively speaking, of course.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know that you guys want to fall off the edge. Or you will fall off the edge from excitement of the awesome and amazing rewards from Developer Movement this year. So.
Nice plug.
That's okay.
Nice plug.
Yeah, shameless plug, you know.
So, yeah, that's the game in a nutshell. You know, nothing too complicated. A couple of things that I did want to show you guys is some features. But you know what? I'm going to leave that. I'm going to actually show you how to put your Unity content inside of Visual Studio. So we can dig into it right then. But for now, let's go ahead and show you how to build it out.
Nice.
So I guess we'll start with the Windows Phone. So you go up to, you know, File, go to your Build Settings. You'll notice here that I now have Windows Store, Windows Store app and Windows Phone. I'm going to click the Windows Phone, and I'm going to click on Player Settings. And like I told you guys before about the fact that you have to actually do your declares, this is where you're going to do it. So if you go into Other Settings, and oh, it's cutting off on me there. Okay, so for some reason my screen's not letting me scroll. But when you click on that, you'll notice down at the very bottom you have the ability to check off what you're declaring. You can also do this in the app manifest itself. So if you find that you're getting the same issue that I'm having, you can do this in Visual Studio, and I'll make a point to show that to you as well. Another thing that you're going to want to pay attention to before you build out is the resolution and presentation settings. So for my game, obviously, I don't want it to be in portrait mode. It's going to be really hard to see and squash everything. So what I've done is set the default orientation to landscape left. If you click on this, you'll notice that you have a bunch of different options. You've got, you know, portrait, portrait upside down. You've got your landscape right, your landscape left, and of course you got auto rotation. But again, for me, I'm just going to leave it at landscape left. And then when you've got that all set up, you're going to go ahead and click build. It's going to ask you where you want to stick it. Of course, I've made a nice folder called Windows Phone Build. Select the folder, and then it'll actually build out. But due to the magic of television, I'm not going to have to do that.
Dum dum dum.
All right, so that's how you build out your Windows Phone project. I'll show you how to load that up in Visual Studio in a moment. But while we're still in Unity and I've got it running and it hasn't crashed on me yet, I'm going to actually show you how to build out your Windows Store apps. So what you do is you're going to click your Windows Store app inside your build settings. And again, you can click your player settings. This will give you a chance to modify some of the settings for Windows Store. The one that you're going to want to focus on right away is your publisher settings. So, oh, I got my scroll back, yay. Okay, so if you look in your publisher settings, this is where you're going to set a lot of the stuff that you used to set in your app manifest, but you can actually set right inside of Unity now. Things like what you want the package name to be. So if I didn't want to call it Sumo Blocks, if I wanted, you know, maybe to have a space or an underscore or something in there, I can change that. You can set what version number it is. So obviously this is the first version, but you know, if I did an upgrade, maybe I want to set that to 2. Your publisher display name is going to come up as default company, but when you push it, it'll actually change to your name. Your certificate will come in there once you push it out. Some other things that you're going to have to take care of, and this is a requirement in order to get through certification, is to actually set up your tiles. So the first one that you have access to is your logo tile, which is 150 by 150 pixels. That's the little logo that you'll see for your game. The wide logo, that's the one for the wider tile. That's the 310 by 150, so you got to make sure you change that one. And then the smaller one, which is about, you know, a little bit smaller than the wide one, but a little bit bigger than your actual logo. Oh, actually, I got that backwards. The logo would be the little bit smaller one, and the small one would be your very small one, a 30 by 30 pixel. So make sure you set all those before you actually push it to the store. If you don't, if you just use the default ones, you're going to fail certification. You got some other things in here. You've got the fact that you can set your background. So if you want to have a different background, if you want to overwrite the fact that it's black, it's in there. This is where you can change your splash screen, which again is another requirement when you're pushing to the Windows Store. You can't use the default Unity one. So if you've got some fancy splash screen, this is where you're going to upload that. And then, of course, your declarations. So if you're going to be using something like, say, you want access to the music library, maybe you want to have it so that they can listen to their music while they're playing your game, you're going to want to select that. Maybe you want to import pictures, something like that. You're going to click that pictures library. And of course, if you're going to be using the webcam, proximity, and NFC, anything like that, you're going to want to make sure you check off those capabilities. All right, so that takes care of what you're going to want to make sure you set inside of Unity. And once you've done all that, you can go ahead and click Build again. So if you click Build, same thing pops open. Select your folder. And again, through the magic of television, I'm not going to have to do that.
Ooh. Ah.
Okay, so that takes care of the very simplistic things inside of Unity. I'll show you a little bit more in Visual Studio how I changed up the input for the phone and for the Windows Store, and how you can use a couple of function calls to make sure that you can run code based on what platform you're on. But we'll exit out of Unity now. We'll go ahead and we'll pop inside of Visual Studio. So I'm going to open up the phone one first. And actually, you know what? Let me show you that in the folder, just so you know what you're looking for. So if I go into my Sumo Blocks folder here, you'll notice that I've got a bunch of stuff. Now, the first thing you're probably going to think to yourself is, why can't I just click this Sumo Blocks Visual Studio project? But that's not actually your Windows Store or Windows Phone builds. That's the assembly build. We'll come back to that in a moment. But first off, I'm going to jump into my Windows Phone build. And you'll notice here that it's created a solution, Sumo Blocks, for Visual Studio. In my case, it's 2013. So if I double-click that, it would have actually launched this and brought us into Visual Studio. Okay, so one thing that I'm going to show you right off the bat, and this is a really cool feature, if you're not a huge fan of Mono Develop or you like using just one IDE, which I tend to do, I'm going to show you how to actually import your assembly inside of Visual Studio so that you can work on your scripts inside of Visual Studio. So if you go up to your solution here in your Solution Explorer and you right click on it, you can go down and you can select add existing project. And then in your root directory of your project, you'll have a bunch of these assemblies. Obviously the one for editor is controlling any editor scripts that you have, and your assembly one is actually your scripts or anything else that you've wrote for the actual game. So if I go ahead and click open on that, I'll take a quick second here. And there we go. Now I have my assembly inside of Visual Studio, which is pretty cool because that way I don't have to jump from IDE to IDE. And it'll actually give me a chance to show you guys a couple of neat features that I implemented to check to see what platform I'm on and change the input based on that. So first thing I'm going to show you is how to set up a static variable that'll actually call your game controller or your game depending on how you have it set up. Now there's a couple of ways you can do this. There's a couple of ways that Unity's got built in, but I found that this is the easiest and probably the quickest to get up and going, so I thought I would highlight it now. So at the very top here, does that look pretty good on the screen? You see that all right?
Well, actually, maybe let's bump it
up a little bit.
Just a bit.
How's that? You see that pretty good?
Yeah, and if you guys need it bigger, let us know.
Yeah, just mention it in chat, and I'll bump it up for you. But yeah, so what I've done here is I've created a public static variable of type game controller, because that's my game, and I've named it SP. And then down here, where I start the game up in my start function, I've actually assigned SP to this. So what that does is it takes the instance of your game and assigns it to the variable SP, which is going to allow me to call the functions inside of Unity from Visual Studio. So that's the first thing that I did to set up all this and make it really easy for me to call functions inside of Visual Studio. Another thing I'm going to show you before I move on to actually setting it up for the build is in my player controller. Oh, it bumped down again. Let me move that up. In my player controller script, and this is the script that's actually controlling the block that's the player, I've set it up so that I can use the same script for both platforms. For if it's Windows Store, Windows 8, Windows 8.1, a standalone build even, and Windows Phone 8. So you'll notice right here that I have an if statement that says application.platform. If that's equal to my runtime platform of Windows Phone 8 player, I'm going to run the code inside. And all this does is it makes a difference between am I going to use the accelerometer or am I going to use a keyboard or joystick input. If I'm not running on Windows 8, it's going to default to running this code, which is the same code as above, only not using the accelerometer, using the joypad or keyboard. Did I say joypad?
You did.
That's an interesting term.
I was thinking about that.
I just coined that.
I was thinking about that and then I said
gamepad. That's the word I'm looking for.
Joypad. Hey, listen, for some it could actually very well be that. Yeah,
I'm an old school gamer, right? So joystick's still stuck in there.
True. Yeah. But I don't know, can you even buy joysticks anymore? Like everything is touch now. You're using your Surface. That's a touch device. You're going to play a game on the phone. That's a touch device. Mm-hmm. My laptop's a touch device. What do we need joysticks for?
Retro games.
Fair enough. I am wearing the Atari arcade shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, fine.
So
fair
there's
enough.
Some Atari games out there that you're going to want to play.
Fair enough, but I still do like the joypad better. And that can be taken in a whole different bunch of ways. We're not going to get into that right now because we have to stay all professional and G-rated, but I'm just going to stop talking. Go back to the code.
I'll dive back into the code.
It's better that way.
So yeah, that's basically how you want to set that up. Of course, you can set different runtime platforms in there. This works the same on iOS and Android. So say you're building this game out and you're not just targeting Windows. You can actually set it up to check, am I on Windows 8 or Windows Phone 8? Am I on iOS? Am I on Android? And if that's the case, run this code. If I'm not on that, if I'm on Windows standalone desktop or Windows Store apps or even Mac OS X, run a different set of code. So that's just something you want to think about when you're building your game, like how am I actually going to handle input and is it going to be different on each device? A simple way of doing it. There is other ways of doing it that you can find online, but again, I find that this is probably the easiest way to get it done. All right, so that's enough about the code inside of Unity. Now let's take a look at the actual code for the store. So this is all the code that gets stubbed in for you automatically. You don't really have to worry about too much of this stuff unless you're building more inside the shell. I guess a good thing for me to point out now is that I built out the XAML and C# version for my Windows 8, and obviously for Windows Phone it's using XAML and C#. But there is other options. You could do DirectX in C++. You can do DirectX and C#. You can even do XAML in C++. So depending on the language that you're familiar with, it might be better off to go with something like that. Or if you need a little bit more horsepower and want to get more to the bare bones, and maybe you got some custom shaders you want to do in your menus, you might want to take a look at the DirectX version. But to keep things simple and easy to follow, I decided to build it out in XAML. Okay, so I'm going to leave that there for now, and I'm going to jump over to the Windows Store build and just show you a little bit about that. Okay, so if I go back into my Sumo Blocks folder here, you'll notice that I got my Windows Store build. And again, you'll see that I have a Visual Studio solution that if I click through the magic of television, will pop up like this. So first thing I want to do, and this is kind of to show you guys one more time how to do this. If I click, go up to my solution in my Solution Explorer, I can load my assembly by simply going down to Add, Existing Project, and scroll into my Sumo Blocks folder here, select my assembly. And in a few seconds, it'll pop up. So you'll notice that this is the exact same code that you saw for the Windows Phone. In fact, if I click on Game Controller, you'll notice that, oh, let me bump that up again. Get rid of some of this stuff so you can see this better. So you'll notice it's the same code. I still have my my static variable of Game Controller. I scroll down. I still have my start function that's actually calling the or setting the SP variable to this. And if I go into my player controller, you'll notice that I still have that code there that determines whether or not I'm running on which platform. So again, it's really cool that you can do that, but one thing I should probably point out, so you're not getting a headache later on, is any time you change any code inside of Visual Studio that's in your assembly, you're going to have to go back into Unity and build it. That's because you've got to actually build out the assembly. So, you know, any changes I make in here aren't going to take effect until I go back into Unity and actually rebuild the project. Just something to be aware of. It's kind of bit me a couple of times. All right. So that's basically your solution for Visual Studio, or your Visual Studio solution for your Windows Phone and the Windows Store apps. Nothing too complicated. As you can see, it was very little code changes to get from you know, one to the other. All I've done here is just added a case that says if I'm on this platform, I want this input. So it lets you really build once, deploy to many, right? That's Unity's number one selling point. So it's definitely an advantage when you're trying to push to many platforms. All right. So I was saying before about your app manifest, so I might as well show that to you. So this is your actual app manifest. Now in the Windows Store build, I showed you where you could scroll down and set all these settings. If you didn't want to do that inside of Unity, you could also do that in here. So you see, again, you have your display name. You have things like you can set your description. So if you want to, you know, say a little bit more about what your game does, you can write it in there. If you want to support rotations, so if you're only going to be supporting, you know, portrait or landscape, you can select which ones you are going to support and which ones you don't support, you just leave unchecked. You got things like you can set minimum width. If you're doing live tiles and that, this is where you can actually set up your Toast capable and lock screen notifications. So that's good to know. As well as if you go up here at the very top, I have a tab for capabilities. And this is where I would set the things like I showed you before. If you're using webcam, you're going to select that. Maybe you're using removable storage. You want to, you know, save to a hard drive or something like that. You're going to want to select removable storage. Private networks, obviously. Internet client. All these things are pretty self-explanatory, but are necessary if you don't select that you're using them and you actually use them, you're going to fail certification.
It's always brutal when you say fail notification. I like to think of it as like not passing.
Not passing?
What, like, I don't know, it just feels like fail is such a strong
word. Yeah.
It's almost like rejected. It's the same thing. So we're just going to stop saying fail. Okay. I think we're just going to say you just won't get past certification.
Okay, past certification? I'm okay with that.
What can I do? I live in a positive
nicer,
bubble.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe you're a very positive person.
Well, I try to be. I am a sensei.
Yes.
I may have given some stuff away there, but I didn't say I was the sensei. I said I'm a sensei.
Does that make me a sensei then?
You are. Oh, in fact, if you guys scroll a little bit further down on the page, it'll actually even introduces you as Code Sensei Michael McDonald.
Oh, very nice. That's going on the CV.
It is. It should. Or do you prefer as Code Sensei Scruffy Fern?
I like the Scruffy Fern. It's got a nicer ring to it. Code Sensei Scruffy.
That's his Twitter
Fern.
Handle, by the way. So
yeah, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can
I don't
check
know. What
me
does that
out,
say man. To your parents, though, that you like your Twitter handle better than your actual name?
Well, anyway. I like my nickname, though, right?
Fair enough. So, back to gaming, man.
Yeah.
Back to gaming.
So you know what? Actually, well, I'm thinking about it. I want to actually demo it on the phone. So what do you say we actually fire it up and show you guys
yeah.
working on the phone?
Let's do demo. Here we go. He's going to push it to the phone.
So again, through the magic of television, I've already set it up on my phone.
Naturally.
There you go.
Here it is.
So this is the actual game running on the phone. You notice it's the it's exactly the same as it was on the Windows Store. Nothing's changed graphically or anything like that. If I go ahead and click the button there, the only difference is instead of using a keyboard, I'm actually using Tilt. It's very hard to do this in that direction, but.
By the way, you lost, in case you didn't know that.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, all I'm doing here differently than I did on the Windows Store is I'm actually using the accelerometer to control my input. He's pretty difficult.
So it wouldn't really work as a two-player game, would it?
You could if you took out the AI and wrote some networking scripts in there, maybe using Photon.
Oh, for two phones. I'm thinking like
for two phones. Yeah, for two people on the
same phone. I'm thinking like let's grab the same phone.
Yeah, no, that'd be a little difficult.
Then it'd be real life sumo.
But yeah, it's just very simple. You know, it shows off the fact that you can have the exact same build and. On multiple platforms, right? So there was no code change at all, and I was able to push this to the phone and to the Windows Store.
Cool.
So yeah, I just wanted to show you that so you could actually believe that it was working on the phone.
All right.
Yeah.
And back to you. There we are. Look at that.
Very nice.
Magic of television. It's not even television.
Yeah, I like to say the magic of television. I've always liked the fact that when you watch the cooking shows, they have the turkey, like, raw, and then suddenly 10 seconds later, they're pulling out the finished turkey, you know? So I always like to think of that when I'm doing these, is that's me pulling out the turkey. Okay, so I guess...
While you're at it, yeah. I'll pause you on there.
Sure.
We have a quick question on the chat about is there a vibrate call? Can you do vibration from, like, call it to vibrate? I guess when the sumo falls off.
Yeah, when the sumo falls off. Currently, I'm not aware of that. Again, they have made a bunch of changes from 4.2 to 4.3.
Right.
So that's something that they might have implemented. But as far as I know, not really.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that they're doing in 4.3, and they're going to continue to work on these APIs. So I saw a message earlier from one of my fellow devs out there saying Compass support works in 4.3. And I was like, I'm going to have to check that out. So, you know, they have been working on these APIs. They are going to be, you know, hopefully in the future bringing the networking, right? Because, you know, a lot of us like to use the built-in networking outside of Unity.
Right.
And we definitely want that to be on our platform. So
makes sense. And, I mean, this guy is nothing, right? He's like a Unity guru. I'm going to rename you to Unity Sensei.
Okay.
Forget the code
sensei.
I
like that.
It's like one level above.
Yeah.
Anyway, point being, if you want to know anything about Unity,
yeah.
I'm doing that announcer voice again. Before we came on live, we were practicing that. Hello, you've... Anyway. So, yeah. Scruffy Fern on Twitter, eh?
Yeah, if you guys have any questions about Unity in general or Unity on Windows platforms, feel free to reach out to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, fill up the chat room with questions. I'm more than willing to answer questions.
And he'll be around all day, night.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. If I go home, it's just going to be sit in front of another computer with Unity on it.
Fair enough. And have the chat open.
And have the chat open.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll leave the chat open.
And then if you happen to actually be watching this on demand on Channel 9, which, by the way, for those of you who are watching live, this will be available on demand afterwards. So if you are tuning in on Channel 9 and you want to get a hold of him, just post a comment underneath the video and we'll get back to you. Or you can always go the direct route and just tweet him out. Send him a tweet, and he'll answer your question.
Yeah, for sure.
So, how are we doing? Are we?
I'm pretty good.
Are we ready for a break? Or,
yeah, I think I'm ready for a break. You know, I wouldn't mind grabbing a drink and that, and just taking a moment. And then when we come back, I'll show them how to actually get everything ready for the store.
Aha! Uh-huh. So, stay tuned for that. So, you saw everything up until now. It was just basically getting all your code ready and stuff like that. Of course, getting code ready is kind of useless if you don't actually make it that last step and get it to the store. And technically, you saw. Scruffy Fern put it on his device, but again, that's for testing purposes. It's not like you can just start giving out games.
That's not that, actually in the store,
So, point being, we need to get onto how we actually get the stuff in the store, how you get your Unity stuff into people's hands.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that you definitely need to do before you push to the store, so when we come back, I'll show them that.
Cool. So, with that, let's send you guys off to commercials, and we'll be back in a bit.